This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India has extended support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohammad Muizu in New Delhi today. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. In a press statement after holding the talks with Dr. Muizu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Maldives have adopted a vision for comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership to give strategic direction to their cooperation. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow from 8 in the morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for the assembly seats. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agrawal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. Inaugurating the DefConnect 4.0 in Delhi today, he said that the government is committed to fully assist both public and private sectors to achieve the goal of a strong and self-reliant defence sector. Highlighting the importance of the meet, Mr. Singh said that it is a valuable platform to bring together different stakeholders of the defence ecosystem, which can help India strengthen and become self-reliant in this sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all left-wing extremism, LWE-affected states, working shoulder to shoulder, are committed to completely eliminate Naxalism by March 2026. Mr. Shah stated that in order to completely eradicate Naxalism, it is essential to give a final push to eliminate this menace once and for all. Mr. Shah today shared a review meeting with the chief ministers of LWE-affected states in New Delhi today. In his address, Mr. Shah urged the chief ministers of all affected states to review the progress of development and anti-Naxal operations at least once a month. He also asked the Director Generals of Police to conduct such reviews at least once every 15 days. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. After a meeting with the farmers and farmers' union in New Delhi today, the minister reiterated this government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi tomorrow. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Actor Award will be conferred to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambrose and Gary Ruvkun for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institute, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated that the discovery made by these two scientists has proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. And with that, we end this news bulletin.